Welcome to Off the Press with Scott Cronick on News Talk 1400 WOND as we go behind the scenes of the press of Atlantic City at the Shore Magazine and Atlantic City Weekly, telling you all the good things going on in South Jersey. Today, a more serious version of At the Shore, of the show, when we talk about economic development. We also talk politics with Vince Mazzio at 5 o'clock, and 6 to 6:30, it's going to be up to whatever we decide to, as we have an extended version of today's program, as David Spatz is on vacation, so we will preempt South Jersey Edition Prime for another half hour of Off the Press today. So thanks for joining us. Of course, phone lines are always open, whether it's with our first guest, Lauren Moore, or Vince Mazzio today. Please call in. We encourage any questions if you have any. 609-927-1100. And Lauren Moore, he is the executive director of the relatively new, and he has never been on the show before, so new for us, certainly, Atlantic County Economic Alliance. And if you want more information on the alliance, you can always go to aceanj.com. And welcome to the show, Lauren.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Scott. Glad to be here. Happy summer.
It's amazing, right?
It's not over yet.
It's a hot. You got on the hottest day of the year, buddy.
For hot subjects and hot topics.
That's right. And a very timely. We were planning this for a while, and it just so happens the day after the governor does a veto. It's pretty conditional veto, I should say.
Conditional approval.
Conditional approval. We'll talk about that and many other things. So very timely. Before we dig into the real gritty nitty gritty, tell us a little about yourself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, this is my second stint here in Atlantic County. You know, as we were, you know, briefly chatting earlier, I was the county planning director from 92 to 98, somewhere in that range, working for the county executive, Dick Squires, at the time. Mm-hmm. Lived in Brigantine, got to know the county very, very well. Stockton's my alma mater, 1984 graduate. Love the school, love the university.
I saw a sneak preview of their new dorms and stuff today, huh? Pretty awesome.
Oh, my gosh. If I had that available to me,
I would have came to Stockton. Yeah.
That's not even a close call.
No.
So I, coming back to Atlantic County, I'm very excited. Before coming back to Atlantic County, I worked in 20 years in Trenton on economic development. I started off at the Commerce Department, and then from the Commerce Department, worked for the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. And then from the New Jersey Economic Development Authority, I went to work in the Business Action Center and headed that up. So my background and pedigree for the last 20-plus years has been in economic development and business development.
Wow, that's really pretty impressive. And what was it like working with Kim for this?
It was very exciting. It's working that close, to the front office. It's a 24/7 job, and it taught me business practices that I'm bringing here. Of working closely with the business community, being always available. You're not just open from 9 to 5. You're on the clock 24/7, and to be a good listener and to be responsive. So it really allowed me to take my professional services and career and business practices to the next level. And I thrived under that. It was stressful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, always it was great because you're on the clock all the time. But it was a great experience.
So a lot of us have been kicking and screaming over the years that, why didn't we have something like this before? And, looking at the state as you have and working, at the top of the heap there, do a lot of communities have economic alliances like us? Are there a lot of them, especially, in an area where there is so much tourism and stuff? It makes sense here. But you want to talk a little bit about, why now and was it overdue?
Sure. That's a good question. So, most counties, have some sort of economic development, but not all. And some of the larger municipalities across the state did. But one of the things that is kind of a new phenomenon in economic development is creating 501c3s. So we're a private nonprofit. We're not government. We're a private nonprofit, here. And this is something that, allows us to work more intimately and closely with the business community. The board, I have 17 members on my board. And they're members
of... A lot of bosses, man.
Yeah, well, it is. Brett Maddock, Harrison Beveridge, is the chair. Fabulous, woman is doing a great job. We're very closely together. And it allows, with a 501c structure, it allows the business community to take stock in what you're doing to redevelop, and do economic development. I've always said it takes a village to do economic development. We can't do this alone. We got to do this with many partners. And a 501c structure, allows us to do that.
So you inherit a county that at one point, you know, when you were being hired, you know, there weren't two casinos open and things were. But I think the whole idea was for the economic alliance to say, hey, we're more than casinos, right? I mean, isn't that it's almost like strategy number one is we have to if more casinos close down the road, we have to have other industry to say, hey, we're okay. We have this on this side, right? Is that the idea?
So, Scott, that's very insightful. So the genesis, you know, the real catalyst behind creating the Atlantic County Economic Alliance is to diversify our economy so that we don't have, you know, all of our eggs in one basket with, you know, gaming and tourism. So the alliance was created, and it was created behind the Angelou Economic Study. This was a national economic professional that looked at what our assets here and our strengths are and made some recommendations of what we should build our economy around. And of course, you know, it picked, you know, it looked at the five different industries in Atlantic County. And the one that we've really, really been focusing on, and you've seen the press and you've read it, you know, in the media, is the aviation industry. And this is where we think we have an absolutely excellent opportunity to diversify our economy and bring new wealth, not only to Atlantic County and not only to the South Jersey region, but to New Jersey and to the East Coast because of a very unique asset that we have with the FAA Tech Center.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think there's this feeling among South Jerseyans that it's us versus them in the North, you know, kind of like, you know, the North-South. But do you ever feel like that was the case when you were there? Do you feel like, you know, because they're in a different part of the state and because North Jersey is, you know, is so many people and so much development there, that sometimes we do get the short end there? Or do you think that that the state is very, very much in our corner in the sense of wanting us to diversify, wanting us to build our economy here?
So you've been doing your homework. So and there's kind of like two questions there. So, yes, I can understand how the North and South perspective kind of comes into play, but I have some of my own thoughts and philosophies on that of working in the state for 20 years. And a lot of business and economic development starts around a real estate proposition and, you know, the real estate. And we are, you know, part of the New York City market and the Philadelphia market. Yes, New Jersey is a very important place here where we're at with Philly at one end in New York. But the businesses, you know, are looking at those markets. And Atlantic County is not in a direct line between Philly and New York. So while it might seem like an us and them, you know, at the end of the day, it becomes a business decision between the Philly market and the New York City market, you know, here. And so the other part of what you were, so it gives that perception like everything's North Jersey or everything, you know, is clustered in other parts of South Jersey towards the Philadelphia market, you know, in Camden. But it's just, that's just the way business decisions work with where they, you know, where the population is and the wallets and pocketbooks are and the economic wealth is. And we're just where we're physically located. So it gives that perception, but that's not necessarily the case. And we've been working very, very hard with Governor Murphy's, you know, administration and his staff on what we're trying to accomplish in creating and developing this aviation sector here. And I will tell you, I am firmly convinced we got their attention. Thanks to all of our elected, you know, officials here from Denny Levinson, Chris Bound, John Amato, and Vince Mazzio, we got their attention, you know, in Trenton of what we're trying to do with the aviation industry. And I think that the comments and the recent, you know, conditional approval that we got on A3676, S2307 really shows you that we have their attention and what we're trying to do. So I don't think it's an oversight of North and South. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, our location. But we're working on that and we're working to change that perception.
Okay, so let's talk about that, that bill that was, you're calling it conditional acceptance.
Conditional approval.
Approval. The governor is saying it's a conditional veto of the growth zone bill. And the growth zone bill would have been able to, why don't you describe it better than I probably can.
So this is something that is, you know, we had a lot of partners, you know, working, you know, on this, you know, with us from, you know, the Atlantic County Economic Alliance, the Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce, the South Jersey Transportation Authority. And of course, when I start like naming names and I forget somebody, this is where I get in trouble. Okay. But I will say we had
a lot. You forgot Van Drew earlier, so I'll remind you.
Yes.
You throw his name out there.
Listen, you know, Senator Van Drew also, I mean, this is, and I'm going to talk about, you know, Kate May, and I'm going to talk about the Joint Base and what we're doing to triangulate here. I'm going to get back to that. But this conditional approval creates a aviation district that includes all of the South Jersey, the Atlantic, the South Jersey Transportation Authority, the Atlantic City International Airport, and the FAA Tech Center, and 1 mile around it. And it would give additional enhanced benefits for us to attract aviation, STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics jobs, innovation jobs, and aviation innovation to come in and work with the FAA on aviation innovation. This is going to be the next big thing, because it's no secret. Unmanned air systems, drones, aviation technology, this is an exploding area of our economy, not only here in the U.S. We want to bring aviation research here. And we have a great partner in the FAA.
Sure.
I mean, they've provided us with 58 acres to build 400,000 square feet of aviation research. And so we've been working very closely with, you know, the Governor Murphy administration, and again, our elected officials, you know, with Chris Brown, Vince Mazzio, and John Armato, to get a special incentive package to help us push this, you know, boulder up the mountain and get these companies here.
So what did, why are Van Drew and Brown and everyone disappointed in the veto? Because, you're obviously being positive about the whole thing. What's the next step? What does the governor want, and is it reasonable? And can it still help us?
So I certainly cannot speak for the elected officials
and their disappointment. Right?
And don't want to speak for them, you know, about that, you know, but what I can say is the reason that I call this a conditional approval is because I now have a piece of clay I can work with. I now have, you know, an incentive package to go out and start to aggressively market, you know, the value-added proposition in a very objective way of why it makes sense to bring your aviation-related research company here to Atlantic County with these enhanced benefits. And then I am going to, on the face value of it, take faith to continue to work and build on the relationships that we created in Trenton on a successor bill. I think it's clear to everyone that they know we need something. So when July 1st, 2019 comes and Grow New Jersey expires, we really can't be left without anything. So we got to also take this time while we're promoting companies to come here to also take the time to make sure that everyone in Trenton knows that we need something to make us competitive.
We're talking Laura Moore, the executive director of the Atlantic County Economic Alliance. You can find their website at acanj.com, and you can call us if you have any questions, 609-927-1100. So there's that one-year extension for aviation businesses. Van Drew has called it too limiting. So you think that, hey, let that 1 year pass, and maybe by then there's another bill that replaces this that possibly makes that, you know, more accessible for businesses. And let's start there.
Sure. So, not to be, you know, technical, it's not a 1 year extension. The Grow New Jersey program expires July 1st, 2019.
Right.
Anyway, what this bill did was it gave additional incentives. A better incentive package under that program for the aviation district, and it tied the expiration of those additional incentives to the expiration date of the overall program. As I said, I firmly believe, and maybe it's wishful thinking, but you know, and when there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
And when we show some of the successes here of what we're doing, I think that people are going to come on board and say, "Yep, we're convinced that we need to extend this or have a successor bill or successor program to help us continue with the momentum that we have." But remember, this is a state-run airport with the South Jersey Transportation Authority. This is state assets. You know, we have the county assets that we're working to develop the park. We're not asking the state of New Jersey to do this all themselves. We are in this deeper than they are at this point.
So do you think there were aviation businesses standing on the sidelines waiting to see about if the growth bill would extend into this 1 mile radius? And are they going to stay on the sidelines now? Or do you think that they're Now they have a sort of an answer. Will they get in?
So, again, that's insightful, and I'm always paranoid that the competition is listening on the public airwaves.
They probably are.
But I can. What I will say is that's very insightful. Companies are very cognizant of incentive packages. It's not this is something that is on their agenda when they're making locational decisions, because they do have choices to where they can go and make these locational decisions. And these incentive packages are a very important part of the locational decision when we're working with these companies at this level.
I guess where I, and we're going to take a break in a second, I guess where my brain is numbed by the conditional veto is that it had to be growth that was particularly tied to aviation research or aviation business or aviation, you know, related company. It couldn't be like, hey, I want to start a bar there. Give me a break. Right. I mean, am I right about that?
You're right. That kind of business would not be eligible.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not sure what Phil Murphy is afraid of. Or what he fears in the sense to give us that little radius, especially when it seems so specific. Make sense?
Well, you know, listen, having worked in Trenton for a long time, this is a program that was created under a previous administration. And in my experience, and I don't know that this is the case, I'm just kind of like when you pick stocks, like, you know, a history here, you can still...
Right.
So, but... administrations want to put their own mark on things. You know, we want to take a look at this. We want to, you know, go in a different direction. And by all account, from past comments that the governor's made during the campaign and the first 5 months, 6 months that he's been in office, as well as some of the remarks and the conditional approval, you know, would suggest that they want to take a look at this to see if this is the best direction and the best use of scarce public resources with a program like this. But that's not to say that we don't need something.
Right. Well, I want to wrap things up because I want to talk about a bunch of other things after the break. So anything that we didn't touch upon here with this particular subject that you think is the next step or what happens?
I do. And I want to say that we're keeping our eye on the big picture here. You know, with the approval of this incentive, we're going to continue to work very closely, with our colleagues at Cape May and also with the Joint Base, because we really think we have an opportunity here to create an aviation research triangle between the Joint Base, Atlanta County, and Cape May County. And I'm saying that because I want this phrase to stick in people's noodles of an aviation research triangle.
All right, very good. So bottom line is, you'd rather him pass the veto. You would rather him not veto it. But the bottom line is, this is not in any way crippling in your thoughts.
I agree with that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with Lauren Moore, the executive director of the Atlanta County Economic Alliance. And we're so glad he's here. I think that this goes to show that we need to talk to him more often, because so much to get to, and that was 20 minutes that just went like that. All right. We're back with Lauren Moore, the executive director of the brand new Atlanta County Economic Development Alliance. If you want more information on this amazing thing, go to acanj.com. And Lauren, I hope you maybe come on every other month or so. It would be great to have you whenever you're available. There's one quick thing about the airport. You did want to say that the Alliance did hire a firm to help develop an aviation.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Good job.
There you go.
You know, you got a place in this industry doing this kind of thing.
Down the road,
you've
maybe
been doing this a while, huh? So we recently were awarded a $120,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and this is not to study aviation. This is how to do aviation and where to do it. And I want to be very clear that this is an implementation development strategy. This is not to study it, how to do it. And we're working with a firm called Triad Associates out of Vineland, you know, keep it local, here. And we're very excited, about this.
And the idea is if you develop that and then possibly present that for further.
So we've already been meeting with developers, working with our colleagues and partners at the South Jersey Transportation Authority, meeting with air cargo developers, and they're asking very specific questions. Where's the property? Where are we going to do this? How are we going to do it? What's the infrastructure look like? And this we're doing that with these developers now. This development strategy is going to give us, you know, the details with those developers how we're going to do it and where we're going to do it.
All right, very good. So let's talk about wind energy or esports. Oh, yeah. You want to do that? Wind energy?
Yeah, all right.
I was going to wind energy esports. I think both kind of important.
Wow, you've been busy with your research.
Let's do. Linda, help me out.
There you go.
Linda's great. So let's do wind energy. Is that one of the top things?
This is exciting for us. So of course you're aware. Ørsted, you know, the company, you know, pronounces it Ørsted. They're a Danish firm, and they have a federal lease 10 miles off of Atlantic City, developed 3,500 megawatts power, and they've established, they planted their flag, so to speak, in the Bella Building in Atlantic City. And so we're working very closely with them because they're looking for landside facilities for operation and maintenance and assembly. So when they bring over their wind turbine, the poles, the blades, the turbine heads, to assemble them and take them out to the lease. So we're working very, very closely with them to find those facilities either here, Cape May County, somewhere in the region. And we're very excited about that because there's overlap with the air with the wind industry and the aviation industry, and the connection here is our aviation technical training school. Because when you go through the aviation technical training school that we want to develop at the airport, those graduates can also are qualified to work on the turbine heads and in the wind energy. So we're going to create a synergy here because, listen, a lot of companies make locational decisions based on where the workers are.
Right.
And we're going to create that worker pool.
So the wind energy, would they be more land-based or ocean-based?
Oh, they'd be land-based.
Okay.
They'd be land-based, but if they have to go out and climb a pole and work on a turbine,
sure.
Turbine head out in the ocean will, of course, still be hanging off a turbine out in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I thought that was the future down the road, right?
It is. But listen, you know, economic development, and a good friend of mine, you know, said to me, economic development is a marathon, not a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start aligning these pieces now, you know, while these companies are making locational decisions to position us for success in the future.
So, I mean, years and years, I forget how many years now, the ACUA put up the wind turbines that are out there now. And it's been kind of mind-boggling to me that, like, we have those three or four, I forget how many are out there.
There's five.
Five. And
I know why, because I can only count up to five in one hand.
That's good.
Five.
And there's been, like, none since. And it's just like, how do you do something 15 years ago or whatever it is, and 15 years passes and not even any growth in that area? Any theory behind why and how do we fix that?
Yeah, sure. So, listen, I'm, you know, so Governor Murphy came down at the ACUA's Atlantic City facility and signed an executive order. I think it was Executive Order 8. To create OREX, you know, offshore renewable energy credits,
mm-hmm.
so that it's a subsidy that helps to kickstart the offshore wind, the wind energy, alternative energy industry. And that had kind of sat idle under the previous administration for whatever reasons, which I'm not familiar with and certainly can't speak to. But, you know, this executive order directed the BPU to, you know, get this program kickstarted so that we can start to bring this industry, because it's coming,
mm-hmm.
and bring this industry to New Jersey.
Especially when we're losing solar energy, we need to balance it with something.
And listen, whether you agree with it or not, my job is to create and retain jobs here in Atlantic County, and we have a great opportunity in the wind energy to do that.
I'm sorry, I meant nuclear. We've seen nuclear plants going away. We got to, you know, balance that with something. I mean, it's something. So, do you feel like, you said it's coming, but it's not a sprint, so it's a
marathon.
It's a marathon. Is it coming? Like, you know, is it going to take another 10 years to see these kind of things, or are we
sooner? I think it's going to be much less than 10 years, and I think that the horizon on this is probably 3 to 5, where we're going to start seeing some very significant, you know, progress. It is in the early stages, you know, here on this. Just like when you mentioned esports, you know, we're at the beginning, you know, of getting, you know, sticking our toe in the water with that as well. We want to get out in front of these emerging technological opportunities to create jobs and wealth here in Atlantic County.
So what's the biggest hurdle? Is it just the cost? Is it just that they're extraordinarily expensive to build and maintain? And you know, what's the real barrier here?
So I think I'm not best equipped to talk about the constraints for the alternative and wind energy. And listen, this might be something where you might want to have a guest come in from Orsted to speak about these things, because I think, you know, listeners and the general public and, you know, especially the younger generation, they're very interested in the greening of, you know, the greening economy.
Well, I feel like now is the time if New Jersey is going to do it. You have a governor who is super liberal in the sense of that, you know, he wants to do a lot of things to help the environment. Now is the time. I think that if whoever wants to try to build wind energy, it'd probably be the easiest they've ever had, and at least in the last 8 years or so. That's for sure.
Remember, you got to build, you know, a connection, you know, with, you know, it's like a giant extension cord. It's 10 miles out in the ocean. It's got to land, you know, on shore, you know, somewhere, mm-hmm. and feed the power into the grid. So there's a ton of technical planning that goes into all this before you start seeing the turbine spin.
So esports is something that we has been kind of people have been putting their big toe in the water to test out. I know Ocean has a big plan in their casino to have an entire area to develop an esports lounge there. Showboat kind of tried it and did it half-assed and kind of then abandoned it. But there is a big business in there. How does the Economic Alliance get involved in that?
So I will tell you, keep your eye on this. Keep your eye on esports, because if I didn't have a 16-year-old son that sits downstairs in his like basement like area camped out, I'd never believe it.
We should probably tell people what esports are real quick. Video gaming tournaments, things that, you know, like unfortunately the shooting the other day happened at a Madden tournament that was an esports tournament where that mass shooting happened. So it's just basically people who are super, super good at video games and make money off of it. It's just amazing. I mean, big money.
If we did this when I was a kid, we would be having asteroid tournaments.
Correct.
Or Pac-Man tournaments.
That's right. Me too.
Right. So for those of us out there, like, what the heck are these guys talking about? You know, when we used to go to, you know, the arcade and drop a quarter in the machine, you know, and play video games, this is like video games that beyond the next level.
Absolutely.
Okay. Like the Jetsons, you know, on video games.
That's right.
So this is very exciting because, you know, as a part of our mission and working to diversify, you know, all of our economic development product, we think this is a great opportunity to introduce this industry, the esports industry, to Atlantic City. We really think that Atlantic City has a lot of the components that the participants in the esports community are looking for. You know, we get the 24/7 economy. You know, we have a lot, to use a technical word, a lot of stuff to do in Atlantic City.
Sure.
We have the hotel rooms, you know, here. We have the connectivity, the power, you know, the redundancy, the reliability, you know, here, the access, you know, the population to do this here. And so we want to introduce the industry to Atlantic City and start bringing these tournaments here, and it gets the millennials into Atlantic City.
Yep.
And then you combine that with the sports bet book, we think we have something.
It's basically all the things that we need to provide to be a great convention provider. Carries over for esports. All right. We have to, believe it or not, Lauren, wrap things up in a few minutes. So a couple things. I want to know, you know, it's how long have you been here and doing this?
A little
this?
Over a year. I started June 1st, 2017.
Your accomplishments so far? What things that you're kind of proud that you checked off? I mean, I know ramping up is a major thing to do, and that's probably took a lot of your time just to get the board together, to get, you know, your staff together, to do all that stuff. But have there been things that you were able to check off so far?
Yeah, so some of the things, so getting reacquainted with, you know, the county and getting reacquainted with all of my contacts and relationships has been very rewarding, you know, for me. Getting the, we talked a little bit, you know, offline with the Opportunity Zone. So, you know, when we start talking about incentives and why companies make locational decisions, one of the big things that we worked on was getting Opportunity Zones designated across Atlantic County. We have 8 of them, 4 of which in Atlantic City, we have 8 of them across 5 municipalities. And we worked very, very, very closely with DCA and the governor's office to get them designated, and especially to get one designated in our airport district and around our tech park, because we think that this is really going to drive capital investment into our aviation strategy you know, here. We've worked very hard to bring some small manufacturers here. We have a, I don't want to steal the thunder, we have a ribbon cutting coming up with a pharmaceutical company that's coming up that you're going to hear some great things about what we did, you know, to help keep everything on track and moving in the right direction, you know, there. And we got some great accomplishments that we're going to come up with some announcements with, you know, through with our aviation tech park.
All right, Ralph from Epsecon has a question for Lauren Moore. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yeah, I do. This wind energy that's going to be put up out in the ocean, now that's a private enterprise, but how come the ratepayers are funding it? Because all profits are going to go to that private enterprise.
So,
and the electric bills are going to be going up because of it.
Ralph, hi, this is Lauren. That's a very interesting question and one that frequently comes up. And these are policy, you know, that's a policy that I think that is best, you know, best equipped to answer that is, you know, somebody at the state level, you know, to talk about the state policies, you know, that are driving that. That's not something that at the county and the county, Atlantic County Economic Alliance level, that we get involved into the economics that drive those policy decisions.
So maybe Vince Mazzio, our next guest, could help with that possibly. But more importantly, your job as the Economic Alliance, and thanks, Ralph, more importantly for you is to get those companies in to want to make those investments to hopefully get jobs and to blah, 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 right? That's your job, to build business, not, you know, and how those businesses take advantage of laws or what loopholes or whatever they might be. That's not really your concern.
That's right. I don't know if it's good news or bad news, but when it comes to policy decisions, they're, you know, outside of my responsibility.
All right. Last but not least, you know, and by the way, thank you, Lauren. You promised to come back, right?
Yes. This was way too much fun. I can't believe you're kicking me out already.
I know. Can you believe it? Well, Vince Mazzio, you know, he's in, you know.
I got you.
ACEANJ.com is where you want to go. And Lauren, you've been a great guest. So next time we talk, I mean, though, I guess it's always the fun part about your job is that there's always new opportunities. There's always things that are progressing, and I think to give us maybe a little forward look ahead at things without maybe giving names, will things more rapidly progress? And is Atlantic County in a great position to explode?
I mean, absolutely. Okay. So it takes time. We have to build our economic development product. We have to build the product with our aviation cluster, our agricultural cluster, our manufacturing cluster, our tourism cluster, and our entrepreneurial cluster. And we have to build that product. And as we build that product of what we have to offer each of those industries, we can start building a marketing campaign around that to push that out there to aggressively get them interested in what we're trying to accomplish. And as I said, we're really focused on the aviation side of this, and you're going to see us start pushing hard on the marketing side.
Someday they'll look at us as a place that has casinos and a lot of other stuff, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Very good. ACEANJ.com is where you want to go. Lauren Moore, real pleasure.
Thank you.